The change from ebb to flood tide was almost instantaneous. A slight flood continued after the passage of the wave, but it soon began to ebb. A very short period elapsed between the passage of the bore and the resumption of traffic. The vessels were soon attached to the shore again, and women and children were occupied in gathering articles which the careless or unskillful had lost in confusion. The streets were drenched with spray, and a considerable volume of water splashed over the banks into the head of a grand canal, a few feet distant. Tidal wave. Tides are periodic swells in the ocean, produced by the attraction of the sun and the moon. The influence of the moon in producing the tides is 7 times as great as the sun, owing to its nearness to the earth. A great protuberance of water, forming a tidal wave, follows the moon round the earth, and its crest marks flood tide, or high water, wherever it happens to be. This would account for 1 tide each day, but there are 2 tides in 24 hours, or rather, in 24 hours 50 minutes, the length of the lunar day, i.e. the time that elapses between moonrise and moonrise at the same place. The 2 tidal waves are always at opposite sides of the globe, and as it were, chase one another round the earth. The reason of this is that while the moon draws the waters from the earth on the side nearest to it, it also draws the solid earth away from the waters on the opposite side and causes a corresponding protuberance there. When the sun and the moon exert their influence in the same direction, the tides are highest and are called spring tides. When they operate at right angles to each other, the force of the sun neutralizes to some extent that of the moon, and the tides are lowest, then called neap tides.